This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big interview that's coming up with Stephanopoulos. It's been plugged all over the place, and there's a lot of conversation about what's going to come out in his book. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I say that on this road we take, we talk about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, and that includes not just what's going on with Comey, but also what else is going on in Washington, D.C. So as we move from place to place, we've got somebody on from D.C. with us now. I'm not sure. Is this Justin Duckham?
Oh, no. No, it's Tom Squitieri.
Tom, that's right. I'm sorry. This morning was very early when I got your email for me. I think I just went to bed. So it's always good to have you on. And, of course, you cover the Pentagon, and there's a lot happening at the Pentagon. Tell us the latest on some of what we talked about just the other day. We were talking about North Korea. We were talking about things escalating when it comes to Russia. Is there any conversation about that? What's the latest?
Sure. Well, on North Korea, let's start with the good news first. North Korea, the talks between U.S. and North Korean officials about a possible summit are continuing, and they're making progress. As I may have said earlier, but it's worth repeating, the North Koreans seem very eager to have this summit. They, they are not complaining at all about the U.S.-South Korean war games that are going on right now. Usually they call them provocative, threatening, et cetera. They make a big stink out of it, nothing, not a peep at all. Second, they have agreed to talk about denuclearizing the peninsula. Now, their definition is different than what the U.S. definition is of that, but nevertheless, they're using the same language and discussing it as if, without any preconditions. So that's good. The third and most interesting part about that is they want to have the summit in the capital, North Korea, which, of course, I think is really an amusing idea that will not happen, most likely, because of because I don't think the Secret Service is going to be permitted to go in there and examine the North Korean capital for safety and security prior to any summit. But it looks like it's on track for late May or early June. That's the good news on that, and that's positive. Two sides talking. Now there's a stand down for the moment of military action against Syria. This comes because the acknowledgement that the United States and its allies really don't know who did the poison gas, what kind of gas it was, et cetera. France maintains it has evidence directly linking the Assad regime to the gas, but it hasn't been shown to the world and perhaps not shown to the United States. The big development today seems to be that in the United Nations, Sweden came up with an idea to create this fact-finding commission that would go in, ascertain what happened, and more broadly determine if Syria still has chemical weapons, if so, what the UN should do about it. That would be interesting because if that does take place, and that would give both the United States and Russia a face-saving way to back away from the saber-rattling that's been going on. So that's the update on those two major international issues.
Mm. Yeah, how about this? And again, we're talking with Tom Squitieri, who is from Talk Media News, and he covers the Pentagon. The confirmation hearing set for Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State and Gina Haspel for Director of the CIA. So is it kind of rocky? Is it chaotic?
Yeah.
Is it calm? I bet it's rocky.
Yeah, I mean, Pompeo really came under scrutiny today by Democrats and some Republicans on the committee. As they said, Pompeo tried to exchange a snarl for a smile as he made his case to be the Secretary of State. But he said some of the right things. He was hoping for a diplomatic solution in North Korea, thought the Iranian deal could still be saved. But he also went and yield at all when there's questions about, well, would he oppose President Trump if he thought President Trump was making the wrong decision, that type of thing. He said that he would give his best advice, but you know, he's not going to tell in advance what he may do. He also wouldn't talk about his conversation to Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating any Russian role in the 2016 election. He said he didn't have to do that because the hearing today for his nomination was about foreign policy and not about that. So he really tried to walk the thin line. When he was a Republican congressman, he was a sort of a Tea Party member, and he was really not liked by a lot of Democrats and some Republicans. So he had that obstacle to overcome. Now, it's going to be a close vote right now because Rand Paul, who's on the committee, the Republicans only have one vote edge, 11 to 10 on that committee. He's already said he's not going to vote for him. So then they're going to need some Democrats to help get that nomination out of the committee.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you threw this in, and you might not know this or not, but we talk some sports here on this show. And
oh,
of course,
I
do
okay.
NBC. Yeah, I do NBC Sports Radio on the weekend. I have a weekend show that's on for people listening. They know this, I think, 3 to 6 Eastern, and it's on Sirius XM 205. So, of course, I'm talking about the hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, and there you are in the nation's capital, and you've got the Capitals who just lost tonight, and then you've got the Wizards there to starting up their series. There's a lot of interest in both of those teams, I would imagine.
Yeah, there are. You know, the Capitals lost in overtime, which I'm not laughing at them so much as laughing at what happened. The Washington Capitals fans have this fatalistic approach to the Capitals because for the last 2 years, let's say they won the President's Cup, which, as you know, means they've won the most points during the regular season. And in both seasons, they were housed in the second round by the Pittsburgh Penguins. So this year, they didn't win the President's Cup. They won the division after not being projected to do so. So fans in D.C. thought, well, maybe this is the year since it's a different scenario. And they started out tonight, they did pretty well. They had a 5-minute major penalty called on Columbus. I don't know if you saw that. It was a pretty bad hit from the behind.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That 5-minute major gave the Capitals a chance to score 2 goals on a power play situation. So then they were up by 2 goals, and then Columbus came back to tie it and win in overtime. So that was pretty. I can just imagine that. I saw the faces of some of the fans leaving this evening, not very happy. And for the Wizards, they're in the 8th seed. Not much is expected of them now. They just can't seem to have a consistent pattern. I think that the hockey playoffs this year are going to be particularly exciting with the Las Vegas team, the first expansion team to go and win its division, and it's the first time they won a shutout game last night over a non-expansion team.
Now,
you know,
crazy.
This is going to be a better night. So, you know, that's a pretty great start for an expansion team in their first year.
It is.
I'm pretty happy for them. That's good quality hockey. What do you think?
I agree.
How are you looking at those playoffs?
I'm looking. Listen, I love the. I think the Predators are going to be really tough to stop.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Predators. I think the if I'm even just going to go on the line and say Stanley Cup, winning the Stanley Cup, holding it, I'm going to give it to the Predators. Tom, we need to talk more sports. You're awesome. Tom Squidieri comes on this show and he nails it all the way around. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Coming up next, we're going deep into the mailbag. You have a lot of thoughts, too, here on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Listening to America Tonight. Andy is off. Apparently, he is barefoot having fun and swimming with the sharks at Bonita Springs. So we got John in the house. John, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
I love it when a man does exactly what I ask him to do. You have to realize that that's such a rare thing, John, in my life.
You only get one, Kate. You only get one.
But here's what I want to know. And everybody that's listening in Portland, people are listening to us in the great state of Florida, all over the state, but in Sarasota, et cetera, because we get a ton of emails from there. And we're going to go to the mailbag in a second. John, you need to tell us what's going on with the weather in Minneapolis, because I heard you might get a blizzard. Is that true? You're going to get snow and a blizzard and all this other crazy stuff?
Yeah, we're supposedly supposed to get dumped on about 10 to 12 inches, so they say. So we'll see.
Welcome to spring.
Yeah, April isn't spring here anymore. It's a winter month now.
Wow. All right, so the good news for John is when he gets off the air, he can probably batten the hatches when he goes home. But this storm is supposed to be cold, heavy snow in the northern plains, upper Midwest. Some places could get up to 20 inches of snow. They're talking about wind gusts, 50 miles an hour. Rapid City, South Dakota is going to be brutal. I used to live in Nebraska. Nebraska's going to get slammed. And Minneapolis, Minnesota, the rest of Minnesota, too, western Minnesota, worse than Minneapolis, St. Paul. But flights in and out of Minneapolis, St. Paul are probably going to be delayed or canceled by, you know, on Saturday. They're probably going to be canceled. So that is insane to think of that. I mean, listen, I lived all over the Midwest. I get it. But I don't know. That seems like it's pretty late in the season to be talking about that. All right, speaking of that, a few of you said something about the weather. So on that note, we're going to flip this to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
And how perfect. I got this from Buddy, who is listening to us in Nebraska, and he says, Kate, I think I've heard you say you started your career in a little town in Nebraska. You should be glad you don't live here now. We are supposed to get slammed with the white stuff, and it is going to be, ooh, very cold. They're also talking about thunderstorms that are going to be pretty nasty, ice storms. So it sounds like pretty much from the weather people, anything that could possibly happen to us that's hellish like weather-wise, we're going to prepare for, whether it's large hail, high winds, tons of the white stuff. Brutal. You should be glad, once again, you do not live in Nebraska. What was the name of the town that you lived in? Kearney, Nebraska. I worked for NTV. It was called Nebraska Television. And that was my first job ever out of, not my first, I worked in Philly, and then my first on-air job was in television, and it was there, and the people were great. I still love the people there. They treated me like I was like their daughter. It was awesome. But you did deal with a lot of crazy things. That's where I learned about tornadoes. I mean, there were so many tornadoes that happened. It was, it was brutal. Brutal. All right, let's move on to someone else who says this. This would be Big Bob. Hi, Kate. I don't want to get confused with everyone else, so I gave you the big in front of the Bob, if you know what I mean. That's what the people in my city call me. I'm an insurance salesman, and probably anybody listening would even know me by Big Bob. So here's the thing. Do you think this Comey book is exaggerated? And this is more of a tease than anything with teeth in it. What are we going to hear in this big-time interview that keeps getting promoted all over the place? My wife is watching TV, and I'm constantly hearing about Comey, 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 Comey. Hard to say, because I don't have... I'm not privy to a copy of the book early. In fact, I get a lot of those books early, but they didn't send them out early. I still may get one before it's on the shelves on Tuesday, but they're waiting till after this interview, or for most people anyway. So it's supposed to be a tell-all book about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and all the interactions he had with President Trump. And Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, is supposed to be on the bookshelves, like I said, on Tuesday. But apparently, with what we understand that's in there, Trump, he compares Trump to a mob boss. And he says, you know, loyalty oaths. He wanted people to take loyalty oaths. And he says that Trump is, you know, creates this cocoon of all alternative realities that he was wrapping around everybody that worked for him. And I guess there's a lot of details of the encounters with some of the Washington elite, Democrats and Republicans, the cabinet, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he takes some shots at him. He says that his leadership is transactional, ego-driven, and about personal loyalty. So that's what it sounds like. There's a lot of, and then some of the other things about his wife and relationships and some of that other rumor stuff that happened. So I don't know. I don't, of course, to sell a book, there's got to be something salacious in it, or something that's going to get people to want to know what's in it. But, you know, it's interesting, speaking of that, and speaking of this interview that's coming up, in the meantime, what really was a big story, and some of you sent me emails. In fact, I got an email from Joseph, one from Patrick, and one from Sam. I love that. That could be like the name of a band, right? Joseph, Sam, Patrick. Anyway, in various forms, I'll just go with Sam. Sam says, Katie Kate, so how about this stuff about the doorman who got paid a whole bunch of money to rat on Donald Trump and apparently tell some salacious sort of details about you know, about the Trumpster, but did anything come of it, this National Enquirer thing? They're denying it, and then yet this Dino guy signed a $30,000 contract with American media a couple years ago, and a couple of months into the campaign gave some exclusive rights to the story. It included a $1 million penalty if he told a story to anyone else without their permission. Do you know much more about this deal that was struck? I do. So this story blew up. And what the deal is this guy was a former doorman at Trump Tower. And he told, the idea was he had this story about Trump, and he sold the rights to the National Enquirer, or the parent company of the National Enquirer. So the editor-in-chief is saying, no, that's not true. That's not true that the company was catching and killing stories to protect Trump, because what now is coming out is, well, why'd they pay all this money, and then they squashed the story and didn't talk about it. And so they're saying that's a lie, that they didn't get a bunch of stories and then squash them and not publish them. He said, the editor said the story was not published because the claims couldn't be proven. But the staff of the Enquirer told the New Yorker and the Associated Press that reporters were pulled off the story that claimed Trump had fathered a love child 3 decades ago. So both the New Yorker and the AP said they were unable to prove the story, though. So here we go again. And the doorman did sign this contract with the parent company of the National Enquirer, and it did include this penalty if he told a story to anyone else without their permission. And the payout came 8 months before the company struck a deal with a former Playboy playmate, Karen McDougal, for rights to tell her tale of an affair with Donald Trump. That story was also not published, so neither one of those stories were published. And, you know, this whole idea is, did he father this child? What they're saying is the details of it were that the president fathered a secret love child with an employee of the Trump Organization, a gorgeous 29-year-old medical graduate who lives in California. And they couldn't prove it, right? They're saying they couldn't, that it was false. They're saying it's false and ridiculous. False and ridiculous. Even Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, told the AP that he discussed the doorman story with the magazine when the tabloid was working on it. So, go figure, of course. They're going to take it from all sides, right? All right, thanks so much for your email. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In a couple of different directions here on ATN and give you the haps of what's probably going on in your neighborhood, what people are talking about. Obviously the Comey thing, if you're interested in another one of these books, and Comey's book supposedly says that Trump is untethered to the truth, untethered to unethical and untethered to truth. So you may see a bunch of statements like that in it, and I think he'll make a splash and maybe sell some books, but just like we've seen before. So that's what happens. There's the big buildup for it, what the book promises, but what will the book deliver? That's the thing. Is it going to deliver anything that's going to be so utterly shocking we're going to be blown away, right? All right, in the meantime, while you were sleeping, here's a couple of other things that happened. I found out that alcohol takes X amount of years off of your life, right? It's crazy because you go to Europe and they say, no. We start kids with a glass of wine when they're kids, and look what it does physically to them. It helps them. It's good. They're not saying they're drinking tons of wine, but if they just have a glass of wine. So now, supposedly, we're drinking too much and it's cutting us short of our lifespan. We're cutting our lifespan short. So they say even the most casual drinkers among us that are following the recommendations, we're still not in a good space. The University of Cambridge analyzed about 600,000 drinkers around the world. Their findings show that the U.S. recommendation for alcohol is too high and could be leading to the shorter life expectancies, like I mentioned, and it should be lowered. They say that the study shows that drinking alcohol at levels that were believed to be safe is actually linked with again, earlier deaths. The study urged countries to change their recommendations to no more than 100 grams of alcohol per week. That would be 7 drinks in the U.S. 7 drinks in a week. And they say that's better. So, wow. And then they even gave years for what it would cut down, what they believe it would cut down. If you have 350 grams a week, it shortens your life by 5 years. I don't know. Get that extra beer or two in. Are you cutting yourself short? Are you messing with the abacus of life and trying to figure out how much you got left of it? This study also showed, didn't just blame the U.S. Cambridge didn't just blame the U.S. They also said Spain, Portugal, and Italy have recommended limits nearly 50% higher than the 100-gram threshold. And the study used self-reported alcohol consumption across the 19 high-income countries. So 50% of the participants admitted drinking more than 100 grams. Now, here is the crummy part of this. So this is what's crummy. What does it mean? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, listen, excessive alcohol use leads to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. Well, none of you listening to me want that, of course. And they also came up with this deal that one in six Americans binge drink weekly, downing about 7 drinks an outing. I got to tell you, 7 drinks, I could not do 7 drinks an outing. I mean, no. But I know there are people, certainly, that can. I mean, I think there's kind of 2 waves of people. There's the casual drinker, and then there's the partier, the person that they drink more. And maybe it's a couple of days packed in, and it's not spread out through the week. But in what I've seen, the people that I come across or people I know, it really goes into that. Or else, there's 3 categories. I know people, they just don't drink because they came from alcoholics or they grew up with alcoholics. They don't want to even go near alcohol, but they're fine with other people drinking. Or they are just definitely casual, or they're definitely more of kind of what I would call the party person. So it's interesting, that study, but 600,000 people and then admitting what kind of consumption they had. So 7 drinks a week. All right, here's something else that's been talked about, and maybe it's just my childhood, but the Sandlot cast is reunited 25 years later, and they played baseball. So I love this. For the 25th anniversary of this movie, they did get together for a bit on the Today Show, and it included, you know, Bertram, Repeat, DeNunez, you know, gosh, the Jet. I'm just trying to think of some of the names off the top of my head. I watched it. And Squints. And I love it that they were, you know, they were out there hamming it up. 25 years after the movie was released. Very cool. They look very different, I have to say. And if you didn't see it, you can catch it. It's all over, you know, just whatever search engine you have. You can go and search it, and you'll find it. And it's pretty cool. Somebody sent me a text to go and look at it, so I knew to look for that. But that was a movie. I love that movie. I love the theme in that movie. I love the kids in that movie. Someone said, oh, that's like a guy movie. I don't think it's a guy movie. I thought it was relatable across the board. I don't think it was just a guy movie. So people were kind of buzzing about that, right? They, you know, absolutely they were. And how about this? I love this story. Speaking of Sandlot, I read a story today, and I want to say it was like in the USA Today. You know, because I read so much, and I want to say that's where I found it. And I think my pal Tom Shad wrote it, but That's why I came across it. But anyway, his story was about this fourth grade student that skipped school to go to the Cubs home opener, went to Wrigley Field with a sign that said, "Skipping school, don't tell Principal Versluis." Then the student, a kid named Tucker Steckman, ran into the principal at the game, ran into the principal who was on the sign that he was holding up. He told the newspaper that he called in sick to attend the Cubs game, but it seems that the principal called in sick to go to the Cubs game as well. So isn't that interesting? The Cubs lost to the Pirates, by the way, on opening day 8-5, but I think it's funny that the kid had this awesome-looking sign that said, you know, don't tell the principal. And then, boom, it's one of those gotcha moments. Hey, by the way, we're here, too. So we're skipping. It's just so clever that they had that ready. But they had no idea that he was going to be there. But sure enough, voila. Meanwhile, we zip over to technology for odds and ends. And how about this? Nearly 1 in 10 Americans have deleted their Facebook accounts. Remember, Facebook has a ton of people who are faithful to them. But when you say 1 in 10, they're deleting the Facebook accounts because of privacy concerns. That's why. They don't want their data taken away. And remember, Mark Zuckerberg just testified on the Hill, and they're taking it a little bit. People are trying to find other ways to connect, and there are certainly other streams of social media where you could do it. It's just that Facebook is so easy, and a lot of people are used to it. But I would say, Zuckerberg, one more bad breach of any sort, and that number will just kill that company. I think you'll see that more people will abandon ship, because I actually think that number is kind of small. But I think it would change should there be any more problems, right? And then the playoffs are going on, and it's interesting. The NHL sent, I think, a pretty chilling message with the suspension of Drew Doughty. And the reason why is because of an illegal check to the head of a Vegas Golden Knight forward, William Carrier, that could have sent him into another world. So there were complaints about not having those kind of checks. And, of course, they're not supposed to. But, you know, this Doughty just went for the jugular and, you know, was suspended because of it. And some people think that it's wrong that he actually hit his arm, Carrier's arm, first on the hit. So that's not an illegal blow to the head. Because one of the things about hockey, it's kind of the dirty little secret, as much as we talk about football and CTE and concussions, how often do you think concussions are going on in the NHL, especially with those rough checks? And especially if it's an illegal blow to the head, they should be calling it. I looked at the tape and it didn't look good. So he gets a suspension. Although some people think it's surprising that it's the playoffs, he shouldn't have been suspended. We're going to the movies next here on ATN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This hour, and we're going to take you to the movies, because, you know, if I need to chill my head, meaning I need to chillax, I will go to the movies. I haven't actually been to the movies in a while. It's probably been, I don't know, 6 weeks. It's been a while since I've been to the movies. Busy like all of you. But there may be a couple that I would be interested in. We're going to look at Borg versus McEnroe, Rampage, and Beirut. I lived through, as a kid, Borg versus McEnroe, a really little kid. I remember my grandfather watching the trials and tribulations between these two superstars. So here's a snippet of that great 80s tennis rivalry between the icy, steely Borg and the volatile John McEnroe. Check it out.
It's the perfect rivalry, the baseline player and the net rusher.
There is air in the throat of certain other weak desires.
Mr. Borg, how does it feel knowing you could make history if you win your fifth Wimbledon?
No special feelings. Just funny.
Standing between Borg and that record is you. You and Borg are as different as two people could possibly be.
Is he backstage or something? Is he like jump out of the cage?
McEnroe is the bigger talent. But playing Borg is like being hit by a sledgehammer.
I'll be in the tennis.
You best.
That's right.
I'm
your
virgin.
How do you respond to McEnroe's comment from before the tournament that Borg the machine will soon break down?
I'm just like anybody else. I'm not a machine.
His
rädda matchen. Då får folk tro det. In i skiten, Björn. Du är stjärna, Björn.
Det är inte lätt för någon av oss, Björn.
The ball is on the line! Chuck's walk alone!
You don't understand what the f*** takes to play tennis.
Shut up!
But people, you know, I go out there and I give everything to this game? Everything. Everything in me gets left out on that f***ing court. And none of you understand it because none of you do it.
Borg versus McEnroe. It is 1 hour 47 minutes. Shia LaBeouf plays McEnroe, and I'm not sure who plays Borg, but it's actually who plays Borg is Sverr Gudnason, if I can say that name correctly. Actually, it looks pretty interesting. It got 7 on IMDb. It got 7 out of 10. Stars. I like the story. Sports movies are tough, and this is coming from someone who likes sports. You know, my three things, right? Business, politics, and sports. But this does look pretty interesting. If you know anything about the rivalry, it would be worth a look, I would say. And if nothing else, just kind of put it on your radar for streaming when it gets out of the theaters. We'll see how it does. I don't think it's going to blow away box office numbers or anything like that. I'll be curious about this next one. The Rock. Everything he touches turns to gold. This time, it's about a big ape. You got it. And it's called Rampage. Check it out.
It's weird. You like hanging out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me.
I rescued George when he was 2 years old.
George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Last night, George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet, pushing 1,000. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing? Changes will be incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky.
Having George on that plane is a big mistake.
I think we'll be all right.
Let's go save the world. It's coming back to me. You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're going to put him down. That's not happening.
River.
I was just thinking, the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
All right, so you got it. You heard about, kind of the ape gets bigger, and then, of course, there's the whole attack, the city, and the Rock trying to figure out what to do. Rampage. Big meets bigger is the tagline. Gets a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. I read a couple of reviews about it. This might not be a gold moment for the Rock. This next one, John Hamm stars in, and I'm kind of interested in it because I like suspense and mystery, intrigue, and, of course, wrap in the politics. It's called Beirut.
I was raised as an only child with two people who basically hated each other just enough to stay together. So I guess you could say I've been mediating since well before I was born. Years before I heard the term mutually assured destruction, I was very familiar with it growing up in that house.
Francis Skiles, 45 years old. 10 years ago, he was deputy chief of mission here until his wife was killed.
It's damaged goods, but he's manageable.
Maybe one of you could tell me what I'm doing here.
A few nights ago, an American was pulled off the street in West Beirut. Next morning, we got a communique from a group calling itself the Militia of Islamic Liberation. They have the guy they want to talk. They want you to broker the deal.
They asked for you specifically.
Your friend Cal, he's the hostage.
Cal's the head of all Middle East operations.
He talks. You'll be waiting for bodies to pile up on the embassy sidewalk.
What do you want me to do?
You're an experienced negotiator. Negotiate.
I will track Al Araile for the return of my brother, Rafael Borajan.
Give me a meeting in Israel.
Munich Olympics, Madrid, flight 305, 46 men. All of this, Rafid Abu Rajab.
Is this about you looking for the man who killed your wife?
If they can't find your brother, you're going to have to come up with an alternative.
This is alternative.
He's given us 6 hours to deliver the brother.
He's hiding. He's been driven so deep his own people don't know where he is.
Right now there's a hell of a lot of unprotected pieces in the field.
Do you think they want to save talent, or do you think they want to save the information?
That's an ugly question.
Clearly the monsters have taken over Lebanon. Something needs to be done.
And give Israel the keys to the city?
I need to see Cal. And it's impossible. It's only impossible if he's dead.
2,000 years of revenge, vendetta, murder. Welcome to Beirut.
All right, so welcome to Beirut. That's John Hamm. Rosamund Pike also stars in this, and it's a civil war. CIA operatives have to send a former diplomat to negotiate for the life of a friend he left behind. Sounds interesting. I'll catch it streaming, perhaps. That's it for our movie review, and that's it for this hour. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.